3:30. Vancouver weather out there. Rain, dealing with it. It's Monday, though. So much to talk about as we do 1 to 4 o'clock, Monday to Friday on Point. Sportsnet 650, Perry Salkowski, along with Randeep Janda. It's been a busy show.
It has. You watch the NFL this weekend, aside from the protests as well, but did you get a chance to watch some of the games as well?
Again, I was actually involved with Whitecaps FC yesterday.
Okay.
Didn't go well for them. So it was last night where I had time to watch the Sunday Nighter and then go through PVR and watch all the primetime shows to catch everything up.
Some good games this weekend.
Started terrible, didn't it, in London, Baltimore, and Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah, that was Baltimore just... No, they didn't. They weren't up for that game. Maybe just blame it on the jet lag, whatever you want to call it, but that was ugly.
This week was tough to... Right now, and I think it's a good thing, it's just tough to figure out some teams here. Seattle, been as advertised, talking about how poor they are with the offensive line, and that continued, yet they came close to pulling out in the end.
But that defense, they give up two huge plays. Remember last year when Earl Thomas went down, you saw big plays after his injury. You saw him and how important he was. He was playing yesterday. And Rishard Matthews and DeMarco Murray carved them up. Carved them up. And that's troubling. So we'll chat about that tomorrow with our insider, Seahawks insider Danny O'Neill. But if originally there was an issue with the offensive line, now you've got some cracks in the defense as well. That's a bit of a troubling issue if you're a Seahawks fan.
Athletes are always talking about routine. That's what they need. They need to have a routine. And I think most teams were simply out of that routine because of what took place this weekend as to how do they decide, how will they handle certain situations. And I think the Seahawks, because of the characters that they have on their squad, I think at some point it becomes difficult for them and may have been yesterday where so much was going on. And they talked about how they met for, you know, over 90 minutes after their regular team meeting to decide how are we going to handle this. And it wasn't the entire focus of how are we going to handle the opposition that they faced in Tennessee. That was the question. And I think when the routine gets a little bit put out of joint, it takes a while for people to realize. Well, let's find out exactly what took place for one NFL team and how they handled it. And we welcome Christian Covington of the Houston Texans to On Point. Christian, thanks for calling us. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Hey, first tell me, I mean, we'll get into the game you had, and it was one of the best ones on the weekend against Tom Brady and the Patriots. How does your body feel after a game day? How is Monday for you as an NFL player?
Oh, sore. That's the only way to describe it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's football. Playing football is a violent game. It's an awesome game, but it's a violent one. So, I mean, obviously you're going to feel the bumps and bruises the day after.
So do you go into recovery, or is it a day off, or is it ice baths, or what happens?
Oh, no, it's weightlifting, it's recovery, it's just, it's an active recovery day followed by meetings. So that's usually what, that's your typical Monday.
It wasn't a typical weekend. You guys came out and you locked arms. Take us through what kind of discussion was had by your team and how you were going to handle that game yesterday in New England and the national anthem.
Really, you know, I know the leaders of the team met up as a group. We really had no idea, so to speak, what was going to be, you know, going on, if we were going to do something as a team or as individuals. But you know, before the game, it was discussed that we were going to link arms. And you know, I'm proud. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is something that you know, it's a touchy subject. You know, just because of, you know, everything that's been going on. And I mean, it's kind of personal with me, you know. Not only am I, you know, a Canadian citizen, but I'm also an American citizen. I'm a dual citizen, so this is something that, you know, it's kind of it hit home with me with regards to everything that's been going on. And you know, to be able to, you know, be, you know, show a united front as a team, to be able to link arms, and just, I mean, that was something just to be able to show that, you know, we wanted to, you know, promote love and unity with, you know, throughout everything that's good with all the craziness that's going on right now.
You are in a unique scenario here being as a Canadian, but somebody who's lived in Houston for a long time, not only as a professional football player, but a collegiate player as well. Can you tell us about that community and specifically, you know, where they, how do they feel about the team taking that stand? And have you heard any feedback from the community at large?
No, haven't heard anything. Probably going to hear something in the next few days, but I mean, as far as the community goes, we've heard, I mean, I individually have heard nothing. I know nothing was addressed today, so we're going to have to just play that one by ear.
Christian, if you watched, and I don't know if, you know, after a game, you watch highlights and post-game comments, certainly it's our job, so we monitor what's going on. There were several emotional players talking post-game, and it wasn't about the result. It was about the message, a chance to take a stand. Are there more teammates? Are there teammates on your Houston Texan team that, you know, this is affecting them there even more individually?
You know what? I haven't really been able to speak to a lot of guys, you know, about, you know, everything that's been going on. A lot of guys like to keep that personal. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I know it's something that's affected a lot of guys. And I could say it affected me. I mean, just because of, you know, I'm at the end of the day, I'm a man of color as well. You know, I've had my share of, you know, it just seeing, you know, not just by me, but just by people around me, by my family, by my father of all people too. So he shared stories of everything that, you know, he's had to go through while growing up in the South. So, you know, it's a touchy subject, and it's gonna hit home for a lot of people. And you know, that's what it did, you know, finally after, you know, seeing, you know, comments that were made by certain individuals. So you know, it's I know it hit home for a lot of people, and you know, I hope, you know, I mean it's a, I guess you can call it silent protest, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, you know, hopefully, you know, it sheds more light on, you know, issues at hand. And we hope that, you know, only good can come from this.
You know, and for people who don't know, I mean, George Bush Airport, it's a big part, Houston, the presidency. Christian, were you shocked by what you heard from the President of the United States that started all this on the weekend?
No, not shocked.
Enough said. That's an easy enough answer.
Not shocked. I mean, it's you know what you get from a man like him. So, you know, it's not really shocking. It's just more so a matter of, you know, when was it going to be said.
Did it hurt even more considering what your teammate and you and that entire team has done in the last month because of the hurricane and how you used your platform to raise millions and millions of dollars to help people in the community and then kind of be pointed out that, you know, some of you aren't doing anything?
I mean, you could take it like that, but at the same time, I mean, with everything that's been going on, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, that's one word to say, is that's really a word to describe it, just because, you know, there's a lot of craziness going on, you know, throughout, you know, the United States, but, you know, throughout North America and throughout the world. You know, there's people, you know, in Puerto Rico without power. There's, you know, people in Mexico mourning the loss of loved ones and family members. There's devastation, you know, just and just uncertainty throughout a lot of things, the world issues going on right now. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just here to, you know, I feel like, you know, there's a lot because of that, you know, there's a lot bigger things going on. There's a lot of other things, you know, that should be addressed at the same time. But, you know, without, you know, trying to give, you know, a whole, you know, speech about it, I mean, at the end of the day, I just have to, you know, just resort back to, you know, my basic principles that I grew up on, of just, you know, promoting love and unity, and, you know, just spreading the message that, you know, I mean, during these times, I mean, heck, we need Jesus at the end of the day. We all need Jesus at this time.
Absolutely, Christian. In terms of not only looking at, you know, how this, something like this can bring people together, you played a game against the Patriots later on that day as well. Tough loss. How does the team rebound from a tough loss like that to the Super Bowl champions?
You know, you have to be a professional. You know, this is a game we play. Every game that's played in this league, you know, there's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser, unless, you know, you're dealing with it today. That dumb tie rule. But you know, with that being said, you know, you have to be a professional. You have to go about it the way you would handle anything. And obviously, you know, it was a tough loss yesterday, and we have to just handle, you know, we have to basically just handle the way we would handle any game. You know, we have, you know, a sulking period, so to speak. You know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we just have to watch the film, study for what we can, and learn from our mistakes and move on to the next game.
It's about a team effort. You got to Tom Brady. That has to feel good when you get to someone like that. Defensively, maybe too many points put up on the board. And you've got yourself a young rookie quarterback now that you're going. Do you sense, as much as it's only week three, that there are some parts that will get together and the Houston Texans are finding their form and will be on a little bit of a run? And as many people talked about, if you could fix a quarterback situation, it's a lot of pressure to put on Sean, but he showed that he has some ability, and there's a lot of teams in the NFL that have put their hopes on a rookie. You got excited about what might happen for you guys?
Well, it's as you said, it's only week three. I mean, so we have, there's a lot more football left in the season. And, you know, there's been, you know, obviously as the world's seen with regards to these games, you know, there's a lot of potential that's been shown. There's a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of things that we still have to work on. And, but, you know, to be able to see, you know, flashes here and there, to be able to see, you know, little things that are, you know, be able to showcase the potential that we have as a team. You know, that's something that we look forward to, you know, continuing to, you know, build on and grow, you know, as the season progresses.
Christian, so many fans that you have up here in Vancouver all love the fact that you're doing what you're doing in Houston, love the humanity that you show to your sport, and considering what it has been about in the last 48 hours, we really do appreciate the time you take to call us, give us your insight inside the locker room, and how some of your fellow colleagues are approaching this in the NFL. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Christian.
All right, there's Christian Covington of the Houston Texans.